Live for this. All of us.
Yeah, since Boston Legal's not on tonight, we can go longer.
That's true.
That's all right.
We're on.
All right. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1791, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a MRRPC, medium-density residential district, residential planned community for a central drinking water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land line and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1.03 acres more or less, lying south of Route 336, 100 feet east of Route 336A. On April the 10th, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet. Each of you has received a copy of that. Booklet contains test well data, Denrec well permits, CPCN for water service, Office of Drinking Water Approval, water service agreements, and photos. The exhibit booklet will be made a part of the record. I passed down a copy of the site plan. At about 4:30 today, we received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They advise that the site is located in the Dagsboro Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available through the project. Ordinance 38 is not required, that there are no system connection charge credits for the project, that additional system connection charges will be required if a wastewater connection is required, that there is no sewer service to the parcel at this time, that central sewer service to the parcel is expected to be provided by an area developer, that conformity to the Dagsboro-Frankfort planning study will be required, the proposed facility shall only be permitted to connect domestic-type wastewater producing fixtures to the central sewer system. Connection of water treatment filter backwash will not be permitted. The County Engineering Department has no objection to the proposed water facility, and a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John Ashman. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Questions? We recognize Mr. Fuquay.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, and I am representing the applicant, Tidewater Utilities, Inc. With me is Greg Corey, seated right back here with Tidewater, and Jim Willey and Eric Prince of GMB, who were the engineers for Tidewater. This is a conditional use application for a public utility, being a central water treatment and storage facility, and I would say for the record that I will drink this water.
Before you continue, I'm really having difficulty getting with the program tonight, and I apologize once again for forgetting to ask this question. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application this evening? All right, very good. Okay. We'll get to you in a second. Okay.
The site is located on the south side of Piney Neck Road, which is County Road 336, just northwest of Dagsboro. The site for the proposed conditional use contains 1.03 acres. It does front on Piney Neck Road, and it's located within the Sea Cliff.
Yeah, for you.
The Sea Cliff MRRPC development. The Sea Cliff RPC was originally approved by the county in 2002. It's a 282-lot MRRPC, and it was originally approved under their name Pepper Creek RPC, and the applicants, I did that application. Fake Timmons and Steve Parsons were the original applicants, and it has since been sold to the current developer, and of course the name was changed. At the time that was approved back in 2002, the development was going to be served by an on-site central wastewater treatment and disposal facility that would be treating that development. However, subsequent to that approval, the Sussex County sewer system was expanded to include this area under the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District, and that was the result of several other developments being proposed in that area. So Sea Cliff and some other developments in that area are now going to be served by county sewer. The site of the proposed Tidewater facility is part of what would have been the designated area for the planned on-site wastewater treatment and disposal system. So this is the same area where the wastewater facility was going to be located, and a portion of that is what's being proposed for this site. Also, this site plan for a temporary water facility at this location was reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission back in April of this year. This site is located in the environmentally sensitive development area. As I stated, numerous residential developments have been approved along Pawnee Neck Road, and this facility will provide domestic water for use of the residents as well as fire protection for those developments and for the future residents of the area. One of the stated goals of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan is to plan and develop central water systems to protect critical natural environments and to provide the infrastructure for future growth. And under the existing comprehensive plan, this area to be served by Tidewater is designated as an area for potential future public water systems, and that is on the comprehensive plan map for infrastructure facilities, which is figure 4 of the comprehensive plan. If I can just refer to the map for a second, this is showing the RPC. This area up here was the original area for the wastewater treatment plant, and this site right over here is the area that containing the 1 acre that we're proposing for this facility. And then just blowing that up, this is the 1 acre parcel. Basically, the parcel will be 2 wells located on the site. There'll be a basically building located here, which will be residential in appearance. The building's 30 feet by 60 feet. And the storage tank, which will be located behind the building, is an on-ground tank. It's not an elevated tank. No elevated tank is being requested. The tank that's proposed holds a capacity of 130,000 gallons. The height has yet to be finally determined, but it's anticipated to be about 29 feet. I think the plan says 21 feet, but the latest version of it would be about 29 feet in height. The diameter of the tank is 31 feet. The tank would be painted white and blue with the Tidewater name and logo on it, as they do on other tanks of that nature. There are, in your exhibit book, just some renderings of a similar type of tank. This tank would not have the catwalk on the top, as I understand. And, again, the building would be a residential in appearance, basically houses some of the equipment and storage. The access to the facility eventually would be through an internal road coming through the RPC and then coming back down here. Temporarily, it would be a separate entrance directly from Pawnee Neck Road until the roads interior are completed. What I'm pointing to right here, this is submitted as part of your plan. This is a planning plan, which is rather detailed, showing the a landscape buffer along the front of the property as well as the side of the property, which there are several existing residences located along here. Again, the planning plan is pretty detailed. It says the types of plants that would be planted, and it goes into some detail as to how they would be maintained and where they would be located. This was prepared by a landscape architect. So again, that would be a condition of approval and subject to your final site plan approval. So basically, the house is located here, the tank behind it, the landscaping along the road and along the interior. Internal lots are here. The area where the tank is that would be fenced, that would come back and connect to the building. So that would be a secured area as to where the tank is located. There's normally about 1 employee at the site for approximately 20, 25 minutes a day. And that's really the only activity that goes on there as far as employees. There's deliveries of treatment supplies would occur to the site approximately twice a month, and that would really be the extent of any activity going on there. All chemicals or other supplies used in the treatment are all kept inside the building. There's no outside storage. The only noticeable sound generated from the facility is the sound of an on-site generator, which is tested one time per week for about 10 minutes. And that testing would be done during mid-morning hours. It wouldn't be done late or too early. It would be done mid-morning. That generator is an emergency power supply to be used in the event that electric power is cut in the facility. But other than that, it's just tested to make sure it's working if it's needed. I mentioned the traffic would use the internal road system once that is completed. I know you're all familiar with Tidewater. They're a well-known utility company. They're experienced. They, as any utility company, operates under regulations of the Public Service Commission, DNREC, and the Office of Drinking, the Office of State Office of Drinking Water. Tidewater has been granted certificates of public convenience and necessity to provide public water service to this area. They are in the exhibit book. And the area I'm talking about, again, there's a small map in your booklet. I think it's on here. Yes. This site is located approximately here. These are the other developments that have been approved that Tidewater has the certificates of public convenience and necessity to serve. Again, Piney Neck Road running down there. I do want to submit some proposed conditions for your consideration, and I do want to I do have one question that I think you'll be asking, so I might as well just ask it now. And Greg, if you can come up here a second and identify yourself.
Greg Corey, project engineer, Tidewater Utilities.
Greg, can you explain, as far as the wells on this site that you'll be using, how they affect the aquifer? And again, going to a worst-case scenario, not that you anticipate a worst-case scenario, but if your wells affected any private wells in that area, what would you do, and what are you required to do as far as Tidewater?
As a means of remediation by Delaware law, we would be required to do one of two things: either drill a new well of equal quality and quantity, or book the homeowner up to Tidewater service free of charge for 3 years.
And is that a requirement of the Public Service Commission or DENREC?
I believe that's Delaware law.
Delaware law. Yes. Okay. And again, as far as the water you're drawing, what the aquifer, what impact do you anticipate on that aquifer?
Very little. This is primarily a surface aquifer, about 110 feet down. Has a very high capacity, and we don't anticipate putting any significant burden on this aquifer.
Gentlemen, not to move too quickly, but that does conclude our presentation. I'll just reiterate what Mr. Schrader mentioned. This is a conditional use. Conditional uses are generally deemed to be of public or semi-public character and essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of residents. This application, which provides public water service to a growing residential area, clearly complies with that purpose of a conditional use, and also the goals of the comprehensive plan to provide area water service. So I've submitted to you some proposed findings and conditions, and we'll try to answer any questions you might have.
All right, sir. We thank you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Fuquay, Mr. Corey. Just a couple questions that... And I thank you for answering what I think would be questions that I would ask if I were neighboring residents. You covered about how the facility would look residential in nature, and that the access will come from the RPC. Temporarily, it will come, I guess, off Piney Neck Road through the other cluster development. You mentioned about the noise, which doesn't seem to be much. Is there storage of chemicals on the site?
Maybe it'd be better to have Greg answer that.
Yes, there would be standard treatment chemicals. There would be chlorine, caustic for pH adjustment, and for iron removal, potassium permanganate. Mm-hmm. Would be stored in a separate chemical room within the building.
Secondary spill measures employed, secondary measures to control the spill?
Absolutely, secondary containment, yes.
And the facility, if it were approved, would have an employee on site how often?
Generally once a day for about 20 to 25 minutes.
All right, thank you. You mentioned fencing. Is there a dumpster or anything, any type of disposal? Does everything stay pretty much within the confines of the proposed structure?
There would not be an exterior dumpster.
If this, thank you. If this application were looked at favorably, is there you're going to make available water to other area residents and possibly the other subdivisions up and down the road?
Absolutely, we'd be happy to.
Okay. Is there would we anticipate any undue disruption to traffic on Piney Neck Road involving any trenching, any stop-start of construction?
No, it's sufficiently off the road that we wouldn't anticipate any of that.
And I think you mentioned down to the aquifer 110 feet.
Correct.
What's your vulnerability rating?
I'm sorry?
Your vulnerability, susceptibility to contamination?
Rating? Well, we don't anticipate there being a high risk. There's nothing in the area that would lend itself to contamination. We've had the wells tested, and there's a small level of iron as well as an acceptable level of nitrates currently that we would be treating.
And these would be things that I guess a public utility like you would be used to mitigating nitrates, iron.
Absolutely.
Things that you mentioned. Is it necessary to have the name of your firm on that water tank?
I'm sure Mr. Esposito would appreciate that. Is it absolutely necessary? Probably not.
I think unlike the towers where it's sought, here it's going to hardly be visible.
Mm-hmm. You would be requesting, or we would be asking to have some type of sign that perhaps would have an emergency contact number, so if there was...
Yeah, I think it's just standard practice for Tidewater to put that on there, and of course somebody may wonder what it is, and if the name's on it, they'll know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What seems to be just the consternation over what height, 21, 29, or not to exceed 35 feet on the tank? Is it the you don't know what volume you're going to need?
No, we don't know exactly currently. Based on the total number of developments we currently have in the area and the design of those developments with the total number of homes will determine the size of the tank.
Okay.
Let me address that inconsistency. The original plan had the 21-foot height put on it. When I discussed this, we were talking about a 29-foot. So I think I used that height limit just to keep the flexibility in it, since it was obvious they hadn't completely designed what they were going to put in yet.
Does that height have anything to do with the anticipated pressure that you hope to achieve to your residential customers?
No. In this case, the pressure would be through booster pumps in the facility. This would just purely be storage for fire protection, peak reserve, and emergency.
So you may be able to reach your desired capacity by widening the diameter of the tank as opposed to going up in height.
Absolutely,
if
that's a possibility.
If we said 29 was the height as opposed to what council put down?
Correct. That could be done.
And that would fit within that footprint of?
It should. You know, we're proposing a 31-foot diameter now. 34 would be the next size in diameter, which should fit easily in the setback.
Are these tanks constructed on site?
Yes, they are.
They are. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On your landscaping plan, you show a lot of nice landscaping on the roadside. What would the residents in this development be looking at in lots 75 through 80? Are they just going to be looking at a chain link fence or?
That's actually an existing wooded area with the relatively mature trees, so that would actually be buffered as well, the backs of those lots.
So what's the buffering distance between those lots and the proposed water treatment?
Jim Willie, GMB.
And that would be mature wooded areas currently.
So perhaps your final site plan could show those trees on there as well, and perhaps with a do not cut type provision?
Sure.
Yes. I have no further questions.
Iggy B. Counts.
No additional questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
I have no questions, thank you.
All right, gentlemen, if you would be so kind, this is
take a seat nearby and we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1791, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1791? Yes, sir. Step right up. That's your name, and you may have the floor. You've been extremely patient. I don't have to be anywhere until Tuesday.
There you go. My name is Brian Roshka, and I am the closest affected lot to the west of the development.
Want to go up there and point to your site?
This is the edge of my property right here.
Okay.
My house is approximately about a 17-foot setback from my property line, which leaves the building less than 150 foot from my actual house. My main reason is they said they were going to make it more residential, the building look residential with siding and windows and everything, but my concern is that there are residential buildings that are small, quaint little ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a building with almost a 35-foot peak, 30 by 60, no windows on the west-facing side, with a 40-foot peak, and the proposed landscaping of 6 to 8 foot height I don't think is going to be covering the building. We just right now it's just, like I said, a very quaint, complete wooded. My main concern is the aesthetics. I'm not too worried about the noise. They said it's going to be an electric pump. That's not going to be a big issue with a diesel backup generator. I don't have an issue with that. And also we will have plain view of the varying height water tower that they don't have a decision on how high it's going to be. I just didn't know if there's any way that there could be higher tree buffers planted or maybe a repositioning of the building so that the water, containment tank could be less visible from the current residence. Lot numbers 76 through 80, I think that is phase 4 of Seacliff, which is not proposed to be built for quite a long time. So I don't know what is going to happen with them once they are built, if they ever do get built. The other question that I have is that the space that the building is on, I was told was supposed to be green space, permanent green space with maybe just a small maintenance shed. When we came, well, we did not come here for the Seacliff hearing, but I've been in touch with my neighbor who was actually here for this. They were told that we were going to keep the green space because of the very intrusive size of this very large development is going in right behind our house. We were going to be kept decent setbacks from our houses to the new development. I was questioning the developer if I could buy any of the property from our house over to the new development, and they said that we could not buy the property, because it was green space, could not be developed, and could not be bought. So that begs question to me how they can be putting a large building on that property that I couldn't even look at buying, or he couldn't even, I mean, it was out of the question that it could even be developed on in the first place.
I think part of that has to do with what the law actually says and what the developer's wishes were. And I can't speak directly to that. I will find out for you, though, about the if any modification of the landscaping can be done, and certainly this group will take your comments under consideration. Unfortunately, what happens, especially when these developments get sold and so on, the original developer's intention, and I'm sure he didn't lie to you, he told you the best that he knew at the time, but as things change and so on, this open space on a plan doesn't necessarily go into some kind of trust or something like that. They can ask permission, which is what they're doing. I mean, it isn't a done deal. They're asking permission to put something there. And this is precisely the reason why we have a public hearing, so that somebody in your situation can come in and tell us how that's going to affect you. And it is important. You were there first. And I'm going to find out if these gentlemen have any, if they have anything they can offer you.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good evening.
And appreciate your patience. Well, take a seat, but you might want to hear what they have to say. Mr. Fuquay, could you and somebody on your team give us maybe an overview, or is there another option here, something that could be done? Oh, by the way, I meant to tell the young man that you were asking about those lots in the 70s there. Well, if this gets approved, this will already be there, so anybody buying one of those lots is going to know what's behind them. You're the one who's getting the... getting the awakening here. Anyway, anything can be done with the landscaping, guys, or anything to hold the height of this thing down some?
I think probably the best thing I could say is that Tidewater representatives can meet with Mr. Rasha, and considering we heard their concerns now, and see what can be redesigned and see what can be done. Obviously, I'm sure there's some things that can be done. I don't think there's things that are going to address all the concerns. I do want to mention that as far as the sale of the land, once that RPC was originally done, that land couldn't be sold because it was approved as part of the RPC, and I'm sure that was
probably the reason
it couldn't have been sold.
So it couldn't be further subdivided anyway. That's right, but wasn't thinking about that. That's absolutely right.
Mr. Fuquay, if you could, just for their benefit, maybe for the record, explain why here. I mean, because you look at the site plan, there's lots of open space. Yeah. I don't know if everybody understands why.
The main reason was this was always designated as a utility area. And as I said, this was going to be the site of the wastewater treatment and disposal area, which subsequently wasn't needed because of the county coming in and doing the sewer district. So it just seemed to be the logical step to place it where that was going to be, particularly since it was...
Was that the intention when it was the Vines Creek, when it was approved, when it was originally approved?
So
it's always been...
It was going to be utility. Yeah, this was going to be the disposal area, and quite frankly, I was viewing this as a much less impact than what was originally going to be there.
Yeah, I'm just concerned with what was approved and what we all, you know is... on the record versus what the young man might have been told. You know, and we can't do anything about what he's been told, but we can at least let him know what is, you know, what's on the record. And what's on the record is apparently that that area was. And you say, Shane, that's the way that was. That was on.
Mr. Fuquay said it was part of the wastewater.
It's part of the original
disposal area.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But going back to, I think, his concerns, though, I think, as you can see, there was a pretty detailed landscaping plan that came in, and it was certainly always intended not to try to impact any of the neighbors. The height of the tower and the trees, of course, you know, there's a function of the angle you look at it, and, you know, I can't tell you, you won't be able to see that tank, but, you know, it's not going to be standing out as an elevated tower would. But there are things I think we'd be okay. happy to meet with them and to discuss that and see what we can do to come up with some design features.
Okay. All right, thank you. Is there anyone else would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone on the commission?
I have a question for Mr. Fuquay about that hoped-for meeting with Mr. Roschka. Your client is due on the agenda June the 10th before county council. Do you think that efforts can be made to coordinate your schedules? So if any headway can be made, it could be made before
the
county.
Mr. Smith, I'm going to answer that question for you right now, if you don't mind my interrupting you.
No, please.
Before July 10th.
We're going to close the public hearing here shortly, but I'm going to ask all of you to go in the back of the room, introduce yourselves to each other, make sure you get contact information, and address those folks' concerns forthwith, if you would, please. Okay? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder, but that's exactly where I was headed with that. And I think
bingo.
Great minds, of course, think alike. And once again, you and I, Mr. Smith, are the great minds. Okay, there being no other discussion, we'll close the public hearing, and we'll invite you to stay with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call us in the morning. And as I had I'd asked if you guys would just exchange information this evening, and let's make sure that those folks get tended to.
We actually had an opportunity to meet this morning, and we did exchange information.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Well, nobody told me that. All right. Well, then.
That was a great meeting.
All right. Well, you can at least wave on your way by, okay?
We'll score.
There you go. All right.